Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Bread and Wine. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife where we break some bread and sometimes drink wine. Today, we're having a little bit of tea, and it tastes good to me.
I could still cheers our tea.
That's right. Cheers. I've got the, what am I working with? I'm working with a honey chai. How about you, Nicole?
Lemon orange.
Lemon orange. Is that like when people say Target instead of Target?
Exactly. You have to fancy it up a little bit.
I'm going to Target. So what are we talking about tonight besides tea?
We're going to talk about if honesty really is the best policy.
The age-old question.
Right. So this could tie into a lot of different areas of our lives. I think the reason that it's top of mind for us, as we normally try to tie our topics into our lives at the time, I've been thinking about it work-wise, and I've been thinking about whether it's good to be honest about feeling overwhelmed or not. Because recently I've felt very overwhelmed at my new job, and it's hard for me to raise my hand and cry uncle because I feel like it's, I've been trained in my world, in my life, in my brain to think that when you say you can't do something or you're overwhelmed, that it's weakness. So it was very hard for me to say the honest to God truth, which is I'm feeling really overwhelmed and I think I need more help. I need more information. I need, I need help. It was hard for me to do that.
Are you saying with your previous employer, it was hard to do that, or current employer to have that conversation?
Well, I mean, it's happened at both places. Yeah. Both times it was very hard for me. But I'm thinking of this in, in the last week.
Sure. Yeah.
So, I've been trained to think that's weakness. It's hard, but I forced myself to do it because I know that the alternative is, I think it will lead to a lot more problems. It will lead to me coming home and complaining to you. And, essentially gossiping behind people's backs because I'm complaining to somebody else other than the people who can actually like help with the problem.
Yeah.
So I think that not being honest leads to gossip. I think not being honest leads to stress and bottling things up and one day exploding. And so for those reasons, I did force myself to, be more honest, but it's hard.
It is hard.
I mean, what do you think? Is honesty the best policy?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It depends on what we're talking about. I would say with work, I would say it's easy for me to say, yeah, I mean, if you're overwhelmed, go, have that conversation. But yeah, I think there's something maybe in our upbringing or how things, I don't know, at least for me too, like, just keep grinding away. Keep hard work and hustle. Grind. Get it done, Hey, the best way to make something go away is to get it done, And it's like, okay, well, that can work for a little while. But what if you got no hours left in the day? What if you got no, gas in the tank to get it done? That can lead to burnout. And I've done that with work situations in the past. And it doesn't end well. And I was just even thinking about some conversations you and I've had in the past where I'll bottle things up and I'll be like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then like, I'll explode, you know, yeah. you've been doing this for years. You're like, what? You didn't even mention anything about it.
You don't want me to tell you how you need to chop the onions in the kitchen? I mean, honestly, though, the way that you hold the knife is like, I don't understand.
What are you even talking about? That's why I bought that onion chopper anyway. I hate onions. They're the worst. They make me cry every time.
You like eating them. You just don't like chopping them.
I don't like chopping them. It's the worst.
So yeah, you've definitely bottled things up in our relationship, but like, okay, so is it, let's talk about being on the receiving end, right?
Because
in that, okay, so in the onions scenario or just in general, I mean, I know it's not literally the onions and how you chop them. It's more of me micromanaging you or always having a way that I like it done and imposing that on you.
Yes.
Even though the way that I'm doing it, I do it's it
better.
Is, it is always better and
well,
it's the right way.
But not the, okay, that's where I'm going to, not the right way. It's a way. Just because it ends up being better.
More efficient.
Yeah, it does irritate me.
I know. Oh, but
she's
okay.
Staring at me right
but
now.
I'm being honest.
I know you were being honest. Yes.
So is it the best policy or should I keep my mouth shut?
Well, maybe it requires me to be honest with you being like, hey, I know that I don't always do things in the most efficient or best way. But when I'm into doing my thing, I just want to do my thing. And then afterward, maybe after I'm done, maybe I could hear some critiques. Or not critiques, some, what's it called? Constructive criticism. That's the word I was looking for.
So I just have to wait until you're done?
Yeah, let me burn the pancake and then later say, oh, hey, if you don't want to burn the pancake.
A little dark, no?
Yeah, a little dark. No, yeah, I remember that.
Andy flipped a pancake and was like, "It's perfect." And I said, "I knew it. I knew it bubbling up." I was like, "Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it." And then it came out a little dark. No,
it wasn't burnt. It was a little darker than I had hoped. It's all about the griddle and like when you put the pancake on. And I just missed up the timing.
Well, you did like when I showed you that if you put the cap, the pan
cover. Yeah, that
cover
was a good trick. Those
over
were for
the
big pancakes. Yes.
It helps.
Anyway. So I know that you are smart with lots of things, and more often than not, they are all better than the way I do things. But in the moment while I'm doing the thing, I just want to do the thing, and I don't want to hear anybody's opinion on it.
So these
Does
are...
sound like a little boy stamping his feet?
No. I mean, I get it. You don't like when I come in and rain on your parade.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, so these are smaller issues though. What about like the big ones? What about, you know, I think there's a difference between if I'm like, can you tell me the truth about my new haircut? Mm. And then like, you know, I don't know if honesty is the best policy if you really hate my haircut.
Yeah. I'd like you to lie to me sometimes about certain things.
I would too.
Okay. Well, we should determine what those are.
Things that are going
are we,
to...
Wait, by declaring them right now, are we then not being honest about what is the actual truth?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a mind twister.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so I'm Nicole and I come up to Andy and I say, do I look fat in this?
Mm.
What do I say?
Yeah, I never want you to tell me I look fat.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, things that are going to make me feel like have less confidence.
Yeah.
I don't think
my
I want
haircut
that.
My haircut looks so bad. I'm so sad about how it was done. No, honey, it looks great. It's it's a little shorter than normal, but I really like the change up of what you've done because you've had it the same for a long time. I really like it. It's a nice refresh. Good or bad?
I guess good. As long as I think that you're being genuine. I don't want you to like placate. Yeah,
got it.
Like. Well, anyway.
What about the fat comment, though?
Yeah, these
help
are
gentlemen
tough ones.
With this right now. This is the universal comment that so many people, so many girlfriends, wives have come up to their significant others and said, do I look fat in this? What should they say, Nicole?
I think it has to be a truthful, no, you look amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be like, why do you think you look fat? I mean, this is personal, but
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think those are tough ones, but
what you're saying is like, don't lie. Like, cause then people will know. Right.
Yeah.
Or do lie.
If you can say something kind and genuine, do that.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
You're right.
So it's sort of sidestepping and saying what positive thing you could say right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when the kids come home with, you know, art that is kind of like, looks like some scribbles. I don't go out of my way to be like, that's the most beautiful piece of art right. I've ever seen. But I'll say like, cool. I mean, I really like how you use different colors.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Like, cause that's true.
It is true.
But I'm not
finding something unique about it.
Because if I just say if I always say that it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, like eventually that's going to lose its luster.
Totally. And they're going to be like, Mom, you're a liar.
What if they come home with something that they didn't really work that hard on? Mm-hmm. And they're like, and I have the reaction of, this is the most beautiful thing. Like the same reaction that I had yesterday when they brought home something they really worked very hard on.
Yeah.
So then they're just going to be like, okay, well, that means nothing to me.
I think that's a really good perspective. So, I mean,
so in that sense, it is, you are being honest. Yes. You're just choosing what part you're being honest about.
And I do that sometimes. He'll bring something home and I'll be like, oh yeah, that. I really like how you use three different colors on this side. And what's this wacky thing over here? This looks really cool. What is that? And then just like have him explain it a little bit. But yeah, I don't. And I'm also conscious of trying to not go overboard when it's mostly been Zoe lately, when she brings home like an A+ paper or something like that. Mm-hmm. Although I'm like bursting inside with joy, I also don't want her to feel her worth through.
Mm-hmm. Like if she comes home with a B, then she's going to be like, oh no, Dad's not going to be excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I also know how hard she is on herself.
Right.
So, it's super interesting.
Okay, so these are little things.
Yeah, little things. Okay.
What about like, let's say, go back to when mm-hmm. you were dating.
Yeah.
And you weren't so into the person, but it's really hard to tell someone, hey, I don't really like you.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of us end up doing that thing where we just kind of say, we kind of blow the person off until they get the hint.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I did that.
I've done that to people and I think you have too.
Yeah.
But I think you and I have both talked about how when we were on the receiving end of that, we would rather the person have been forthright.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So yeah, I was both the giver and receiver of that dishonesty. I guess you'd say dishonest.
So why do you think that we are dishonest when we're the giver of the news, of the bad news?
Because it's easier. It's not as, there's not as much friction at the moment.
Right.
It's like delaying to do your homework or doing a paper and you wait till the last minute. Be like, I should probably, you know, like do some work today, some work tomorrow, you know, as I lead up to the final delivery of this paper. I'm just going to wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be really hard. Oh, man, is she going to be mad when I break up with her? But, woof, got it done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it is the path of least resistance at the moment. But when we're on the receiving end, I would much rather someone just tell me.
Yep, I would rather have comments throughout the process. Hey, you know what? When you do that, I feel smothered. You know, I feel like you need to, like, go hang out with your boys. Or you're around. I need a little distance, you know, like little cues like that. Yeah. And maybe that would have helped my relationship with this woman that didn't work out. You know, if maybe those hints were
for
given.
A second there, I thought you were like trying to give me a hint.
No, I'm talking about a previous relationship. You're like, wait a second.
I'm like,
do you need some time with us boys? I do need some time with my boys, by the way. But I'm honest with you. No, I mean, I wonder if we were to provide that courtesy or our partners, our previous partners, were to provide that courtesy to us of honesty, mm-hmm. that maybe that would have helped. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, if yeah. it just keeps on like accentuating the bad stuff because you're not sharing what's actually bothering you, then it gets to a point where you're like, get out of here.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was abrupt. You know?
It also, I think, leads to like whenever I've been in a situation in the past with a relationship and the person, you know, was kind of blowing me off, I think it led to me like speculating and wondering like, well, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what is it about me? When if they just would have been forthright, I would have been like, yeah, yeah, you're right. Like I actually do remember one time, it could be a Seinfeld episode of why we broke up. And it's because it was like we had been only gone on like two dates or something. We somehow got on the topic of babies and breastfeeding. I think like one of his siblings had just had a child. And like we got into an argument about whether formula was just as good as breastfeeding. And then like we got into this like heated argument and then we just kind of like hung up the phone and that was like it. And I was like, whoa, we just broke up from two dates about that. But it was like in that instance, I think we both kind of came to this conclusion that we're like, all right, well, we're not really compatible.
Yeah.
And that was cool because I didn't really pine over that relationship at all.
Wow.
We did have like a discussion after that where we were just like, yeah, this is, we don't really see eye to eye, do yeah. we? And I was like, nope. And he was like, cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
And in that sense, we were honest with each other, mm-hmm. but in other relationships where it dragged on, I think like one person is left to speculate and that can be like mentally unhealthy for the person speculating about. It can really do numbers on your confidence.
Especially as you get in close to your 20s, you're like, all right, could this actually be something real? You know, I mean, when you're teens, it's more playing and I don't know, not as serious, I felt like. But then as you get into your like 20s and mid 20s, it's like, all right, let's not waste time here. Like, are we doing something? Or are we not doing something? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's at least how I felt.
So on the one end, you and I are both saying when we're on the receiving end mm-hmm. of the honesty, we'd rather somebody be honest with us.
I see where you're going here.
Where am I going with this?
That being honest is the right thing to do. But, why don't we do it?
But we also both said we don't want each other to be honest if it's going to hurt our feelings. Hmm. Well, where's that? I mean, I don't understand how we can say that.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Maybe the
I'd like you to lie to me. Like if when I say, hey, look at the top of my head, I've got like a, I feel like I'm going bald here, Nicole.
Yeah.
Like it's looking bad. I want you to lie to me.
Okay, noted.
I want you to say, no, it's good. It's fine. You got, it looks fine.
Yeah.
It looks fine.
Okay.
Don't lie. I mean, don't be like, oh, there's no sense of balding.
Because you'll know that that's just disingenuous.
So somewhere in the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
Which isn't a lie. Is that a lie? It's kind of a lie.
I'm also wondering if it has to do with the fact that, in the one instance of when you're dating someone and you want them to tell you the truth of if they're not into you, you just want them to kind of, you know, like make a clean cut
yeah.
so that you can like get over it and yeah. be done with it. And like, you know, you want to hit rock bottom so that you can go on your way up. You don't want to totally. Be like in this weird limbo.
Yeah.
But that's with a relationship where you're like deciding whether you're going to see that person ever again or not. Mm-hmm. What you and I are talking about is like, we're stuck with each other that's for right. forever.
I got to live with you.
Yeah. So maybe I don't want you to be honest with me.
That's so true.
And I think it could be the same with family, like
yeah.
versus friends. Like if you have a friend and you don't enjoy their company as much, or they don't enjoy your company as much, I think it's like, I'd rather know.
Yep.
And I'd rather.
Or just have it end quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to invite you to something and think that this might be something.
But with family, I mean, you kind of have to have them in your life forever.
Sure.
So maybe being honest about like, hey, I just really don't like you. And I don't want to spend time with you. Maybe that's not possible.
Right.
Because so maybe there's a difference between what type of relationship we're talking about
that's
here.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. Does the relationship have the opportunity for permanence or is it just a casual thing? And if you'd rather keep it a casual thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's very true. So I don't know. Yeah. So being more blatant honest so we're going to be more blatantly honest with strangers than we are with our family.
that's kind of weird. That's really weird to think about. But when we backed into it, it kind of makes sense. Like,
yeah. For the important things, I think we're honest with each other. I do. I mean, when something's really bothering you, like earlier we were having a conversation, you're like, hey, eternal optimist, I don't really want to hear all this optimism stuff when I'm like not feeling that great. Like it doesn't make me feel better, you know?
Right.
Don't tell me stuff to do when I'm like, hey, I just want to talk to you about things that I'm worried about. And I'm like, I appreciate that honesty, actually. I'm going to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will I change to not be an eternal optimist? Probably not. But I can work on that. And be aware of, maybe more self-aware of it. So I appreciate that honesty.
Well, and then you can be honest with me and be like, I don't really like to not be optimistic and you're dragging me down. Like there are consequences, right? Like if I tell you that I don't like when you're super optimistic around me when I'm feeling sad.
Yeah.
That might mean that you no longer want to be around me when I'm sad, which could be, I feel like that we're missing that whole, like, there are consequences too.
That's true. There are So yes, honesty is a good policy, but know that there are consequences to that.
Right.
So I mean, if you're like, hey, new dad that I met at the car pickup line, like, I don't really like you and I don't want to hang out with you anymore. And then I like see that dad every day, like a pickup line. I'm like,
you see that dad hanging out with a bunch of other people, like having game night.
Yeah.
And I or get invited. Something and you're not invited. Yeah. Then that could be.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, there are like honesty can be freeing, but there's always consequences.
That's true.
I mean, we've told Zoe to be honest with her friends when she, doesn't necessarily want to hang out or. Yeah. Stuff like that, but then she might not get invited to the next birthday party.
That's true.
So
be happy, be ready for the consequences if you're going to be honest.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to some takeaways here. What do you think?
Yeah. You want to go first?
Well, you go, because that was a good one. You could just steal it.
Well,
and by steal it, I mean you actually said it and then I stole it and then I'm giving it back.
But I'm going to start. I like to start like sequentially with what I learned.
Sounds good.
So like, in the beginning of our conversation, I think I learned that that there's a difference between like the small stuff and the big stuff.
Yeah.
Like I want you to lie to me about if I look really bad in a pair of pants. I don't want you to tell me that.
Yeah.
But if I'm really like annoying you and you're bottling it up about how I'm micromanaging you in the kitchen, I want you to tell me that because I don't want you to explode on me. So there's a difference between like little superficial things and the big stuff.
Yeah. I like that. That makes sense. Let's see. Takeaway number two. There is a difference between people you're going to be spending the majority of your life with and casual, as your mom would say, fly by nights.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about your policy with honesty, just because I feel like I'm thinking of my Catholic upbringing or my Christian background, or it's like, well, always be honest or whatever, you know, it's like, you're like, well, not always, you know, I mean, there's consequences to that honesty and think about those. And especially it depends on who you're speaking about. Are you speaking about somebody that you're going to be with for a really long time? Because there will, to your point on consequences, there are going to be some consequences for a really long time if you tell your dad really how you feel about him or whatever. You tell your sister-in-law, you know, what you really think about her.
I love my sister-in-law.
I know. I'm using random examples. It has nothing to do with my dad or Barb or whatever, Carrie or anything. I'm just saying words that people might relate to. So know that there'll be there'll be consequences to that. So I guess that's my takeaway.
Yeah. And I'll also say that there's a difference between honesty and saying things kindly.
Yeah.
Like, I think that there can be both. I think when you tell your kid that their artwork is interesting.
It's a really good example.
You know? Yeah. I think there can be a way to be honest, and, you know, or if you're breaking up with someone, like, I don't think that it has to be like, I hate your face. I think it could be, you know, being really honest about like, hey, I really like to party a lot more than you do. And I feel like it's just not a good fit. And the late nights that I want to spend don't jive with the staying in and watching movie nights that you want. And so, you know, it's not, I'm good, you're bad, you're good, I'm bad. Like, it's just the, you know, just taking it more factual. And so, yeah, honesty, I feel like can also be kind.
I think that's a great point. Honesty can be kind. And it comes with an art, you know, it's an art form of being able to deliver that message. So I think this is a great conversation. Honestly, I think this was a great conversation.
Honest.
And I'm not blowing smoke up you. Whatever. Thank you, everybody, for being here. This was a great episode. We did not go live today, but that is okay. We're going to say hello to our friends anyway. You know, Carlos, what's up? You know, how you doing, man? I'm sure you're here in spirit, man.
And maybe we should talk about why we didn't go live.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, baby.
This is being honest with you and being honest with, you know, the listeners. I find it very hard, to look at myself on camera. I don't like listening to myself. So it's been I've loved doing Bread and Wine, but it's also been extremely hard on my psyche. I just don't listen to the episodes, but sometimes it's, you know, I don't know. It's been very difficult for me. So Andy and I have had some honest conversations, and one of the changes we're making is we're not going to be doing video.
Yeah.
And another change that we're going to be making is we might start in 2022 doing this monthly instead of weekly, just to give ourselves a little bit more time to be us without having to be on.
I like that. I love that. And we've got a lot going on too as a family, and having the ability to have a little bit of space for that, and some of the conversations that you and I want to have personally, maybe they're just between the two of us instead of with the world. And we appreciate everybody who's been able to be on this journey with us over the past year, which has been fantastic. We're not going anywhere, but maybe it'll be a little less frequent in 2022.
Yeah.
And that's good.
It's tough to say that. It's tough to, like, again, raise my hand and say, this is a lot for me.
It is. Yeah.
And I, you know, I struggle with it because it feels like I'm giving up. It feels like I'm being weak, but I have to be honest with myself and my abilities. And I have to be honest with you so that I don't one day say, I hate Bread and Wine and I'm never doing it again. Like,
right.
I don't want to bottle things up and explode. So
absolutely.
In the vein of being honest,
which is very appropriate for this episode. So you are, instead of waiting another month or two and blowing up and saying, I'm out of here, maybe we can say, hey, what can we do to make this more enjoyable and feasible for our lives?
Yeah. So
on that note, cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
We'll see you on the next episode.